Don't miss a minute of Ruined Dits for Breakfast on our podcast. Thanks to Distinctive Homes, the biggest single-story display home in South Australia. Distinctivehomes.com.au.
Triple M.
Leave it. Leans back. Slots the goal.
On Ruined Dits, it's Port Adelaide's Brad Ebert.
Ebert.
For Comwire IT, complete IT support and cloud solutions business.
Oh, Brad Ebert, good morning, welcome.
Good morning, guys, how are you?
Good. Last week you brought your dad in, so
yes.
We've got to meet Craig Ebert.
Yes.
Now, today you brought Leo in.
Oh, no, mate, it's out with the old, in with the new. So,
what a gorgeous little boy he is.
Have a look at him.
He's a good little man, Leo.
Do you feed him, though?
Well, he's in the bin.
He was just in the bin rifling through that.
He'll eat anything.
Bloody poor supporters. Going through the bin.
He's a good looking little fella.
He is a good looking little fella.
Now, we're going to talk footy in a moment, get to the finals and whatever.
Yes.
How's holidays? What's that like for you?
Holidays has been okay. I've pretty much been a stay-at-home dad at the moment.
Have you?
That's why Leo's in here today. That's Beck's finishing off her master's at Uni SA, so she's got her last day today, which is
great.
Good. Yeah, so I'm pretty happy with that.
Because you can start earning money or you can stop being a stay-at-home dad.
Yeah, I can stop being a stay-at-home dad.
It's pretty hard, isn't it?
I can go out and have a game of golf or something. That's it's bloody tough. Yeah.
Now she's a physio, is that right?
Physio, yes.
Yeah, right.
Yes. So she's finishing up that and then she's going back to work. And then I was like, oh, good. Next week I'll be right. Maybe I'll be able to go out and do something. And she's like, oh, I've got to work all week next week.
Can I share
something? I do love hanging out with Leo, though.
I like talking to people that are married to physios because my wife was a physio for many, many years. And I would come home with an ache or a pain. I'd go, oh, babe, my back.
Mm.
And she'd go, yeah, here's my card. Ring this number and make an appointment
Mate,
for tomorrow.
Mate, it's the
I'd
same.
Go, what?
It's the
she'd
same.
She'd say, I've been doing this all day, looking at patients. Last thing I want to do, I want to get home is try. I go, yeah, but I'm your husband. She'd go, yep. Ring this number and make an appointment.
Well, that's why I always do the same. I'm like, oh, Beck, this is a bit stiff. This is a bit sore. Early days, anyway. And she's like, yeah, you've got 4 full-time physios. See you tomorrow.
Yeah.
Oh. All right,
that's
then.
Right.
All right, then.
I know. Can't believe it. Now, yesterday, Roo and I got into a debate.
Yes. Okay.
And he wouldn't let go. He told me I was wrong.
I wouldn't let go. You
I said three times, let's move on. And you kept at
no,
me.
No, you know why?
And you told me I was wrong.
Because you wouldn't admit you were wrong.
Well, see, you go again. So I'm wrong.
By the sounds of things, it sounds
well,
like
you
he's
are
right.
wrong. Seriously.
Let's get into it then.
Right.
What is it?
What does the Players Association do?
They just shouldn't even be there.
So what would you put instead? So what, just players go back to represent themselves?
Yeah.
So what?
You've got managers, you've got players.
The managers don't do the deals with the AFL.
You think about the game 20 years ago, players were getting next to nothing in terms of revenue from the game. There was no form of money from the media or from sponsorship and stuff like that. And I reckon the Players Association have gone above and beyond in that space, and you think about like the deals now, the revenue share that we've got, the equal in terms of equal pay that comes out in terms of the game. I just think they've been massive. So I think you're wrong, Dits.
Right.
You're well and truly wrong, mate.
Well, that's
I think Roo, you're in the same boat.
No, I didn't want an argument at all. I just wanted to see if Dits could go.
You are both players, though.
Yeah, and that's true. Yeah, yeah. But I've never sat on the Players Association board.
Are you still going?
No, my alternative. Well, sorry, I've got to.
No, well, give us. You're asking for opinions. You give us your opinion. That's
right. Is that okay? Righto. There's a public perception. We started off having the discussion, Brad, about the Americanization of our game. I don't like free agency.
Free agency
to me is a blight on our game, and the better clubs are going to get better, and the lower clubs are going to lose all their good players.
Yeah.
I don't like free agency at all.
Mm-hmm.
That's an Americanism that we've adopted. When I talk players' associations, let's go back to the cricketers' debate last year. And Dave Warner did himself a massive disservice by putting stake in the ground saying, we're not playing. We won't play if you don't do this or do that. The public does not sympathise with players that come out swinging like that.
Yeah, and I see that side of it. And I still believe in, when you're at a club, you give your all for that club and stuff. But I guess, the way the game's going and the way that it's shifting is, yes, it's sort of following a sort of American style, which I don't think it'll ever get down that sort of path where it's not going to go to that sort of extreme. But just in terms of like the rights and that sort of stuff the Players Association have been able to gain for us as players has been huge. But then, because you need someone to go into bat for you, because I guess in the long term, whilst yes, you love your club and you give everything for the club, in the end, your time will end at that place. And whether you like it or not, hopefully you get to choose when that is, but a lot of players don't have that choice.
But that's the game, and that's life.
Yeah, and that is. But they're just giving more choice and more opportunity to the players that, you know, if they see that the time is right to move on for another club, then, you know, they're giving them that opportunity after, what, 8 years' service, I guess. So, you know, I'm a believer of free agency for sure.
But that's not the Players Association just doing it. If there was no Players Association, how would that whole scenario be discussed?
Would have gone back to just players being told by the club that you're no longer required. Whereas nowadays it's, okay, well, you know, in a year's time they feel like their time might be up. All right, maybe I've got an opportunity to take an option and go somewhere else, you know. So
how would you discuss what we both want, the clubs saying we want actually more power now to tell a player, bad luck, Ebo, you're now going to Greater Western Sydney. Pack your bags, and Leo, you're off to Greater Western Sydney. How would that be discussed?
That's the game you sign up for.
So you're just saying the AFL just make the rules and players have to just follow live on. And die by it.
That's what happened prior to having a players association.
But that's I just want to go back to my point about form.
That's why unions all come in and everything, though. It's to give everyone fair, try to make it fair.
And I reckon at that stage there was more inequality in terms of pay and all that sort of stuff. They had your big sort of 10 players that were doing their thing and getting heaps, and everyone else was just picking up the scraps, you know. So nowadays there's a lot more even spread of wage. There's a lot more rights around it. And so I just think they've been able to fight for that over time.
All right. I accept what you're saying. Fair enough. But my only final comment would be that public perception has been, and I look at baseball in America, went on strike. I mean, players earn $160 million a year. Yeah. Can you see the public looking at that going, are you fair income?
Yeah.
You're striking?
Yeah, and I totally see that side of things.
But what if they should have got 200?
But then it's also, baseball itself.
You convinced the public of that?
I'm not saying that you're convincing the public, but at some point you have to have a discussion about how much they get. If you're saying if they make $100 million, they shouldn't get $160, if that's the fair amount?
Well,
I'll discuss a contract at Triple M and you're getting paid $50,000, but you want $80,000. What are you going to do? Just cop 50?
Negotiate. No, you negotiate. And you reach a point where you say, well, I'm not working for 50. And the boss says, well, I'm not paying you 80. So you're at a stalemate and you've got to work it out.
But that's exactly what we're doing. It's just on a bigger level, you know, like baseball, $160 million. It's, you know, that's crazy money, I know. But baseball itself is probably earning $1 billion. So it's like, you know, where is it at? So, yeah, and same with footy, where all we're chasing is just that revenue share. And whilst it sounds like a huge amount of money, at the same time, it's really only what is fair for at that point.
All right, good discussion.
Yeah, really good.
That's the end of our show.
Let's talk footy next with Brad Ebert. Thanks to Conwire IT. Triple M. On Ruin Dits, it's Port Adelaide's Brad Ebert. For Conwire IT, complete IT support and cloud solutions business. Oh, he's got little Leo Ebert in here with him as well.
Yes, he's keeping us entertained, that's for sure.
He is. Right, let's get to the finals. Yes. What's going to happen?
Mate, it's going to be a couple of big games. I think I'm thinking Richmond will, you know, get over the top on Friday night.
Against Collingwood?
Yeah.
But will it be tight? Why? Or do you think it's comfortable?
Well, I think Richmond, they've been a strong team all year long, and I think that they're going to win. So, yep. And I think that they probably will win the whole thing again. Just the way that they've been playing, the pressure they ply, the even spread of talent on their field, I think that they'll win.
Who'll go to DeGoey? Do you think it'll be Grimes, or would you put Alex Rance on him even?
I don't mind Rance. I mean, what's his name?
Grimes.
Yes, I actually really rate Grimes as a defender, and I think that...
underrated.
You know, yeah, I think he's underrated, definitely.
Yep.
All right, Melbourne have to go to the West.
Yeah, they did it a few weeks ago, but I don't think they can do it again.
No Darling, no Kennedy in that game.
Yeah, and that's true. And I think that finals footy, West Coast are going to make sure that they, you know, come out, you know, strong and hot, and I think they'll win.
Melbourne might not have had Viney either in that game, so a bit of a plus for them.
It's true. Oh, mate, and that's the beauty of finals, isn't it? Everyone's sort of throwing up different things, and you know, who knows in the end.
All right, thanks for coming in, Brad. Take Leo home and please give him a feed. He's still going through our bin there.
He's found a couple of biscuits there. What are you eating this morning, Dits?
Good on you, Brad.
Hey, thanks, guys.
Don't miss a minute of Ruin Dits for breakfast on our podcast. Thanks to Distinctive Home, the biggest single-story display home in South Australia. DistinctiveHomes.com.au.